Massive win to the Waratahs. We need to know what was different. It was just a tough, tough effort, if you ask me, and I'm sure Ben Robinson was instrumental. G'day, Ben.
Hey, guys.
Mate, great win. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it was. It was a very special win, I think, to go over to Wellington and to beat the top side in the comp at the moment was very special. I think, you know, we knew it was going to be a very hard game. I think they're packed. Their forwards are really good. Their backs are absolutely flashy as well. So to come over there and get a bonus point win was very special for us.
I imagine, Ben, you hear it too, and Waratahs fans, they say, well, why can't they do that all the time?
Yeah, I think that's the thing about rugby, isn't it? I think you're always striving to play your best game, and I think every now and then you're going to have a slightly off game. I think even the week before against the Stormers, we know we weren't up to the challenge there. We weren't good enough, and then really got together, worked really hard during the week, and then got the goods against a good Hurricane side.
Mate, every Monday we have a hero and we have a villain. You don't have to worry about the villains. That's the NRL refs. But my hero, Will Skelton, mate, the big fella, 80 minutes.
Mate, he's doing very well, Big Willie. Probably my hero today was probably Cliffy Palu. He's 32 years young, an absolute ripper of a game as well.
Yeah.
Willie, he's about 150 kilos, and he's ripping out a lot of minutes in the game, and he's instrumental in why we're doing so well at the moment. So
do you reckon he was just looking over his shoulder, Ben, sort of waiting for the coach to give him a breather?
No, mate, look, he's a very competitive person, Big Willie. He loves a challenge. He loves grabbing that ball, carrying hard and getting on the front foot, and I don't know, if you see the game, you see there's about three or four breaks to try and tackle him every time.
Yeah.
And as soon as players come in on him, there's space wide for our backs to do their thing.
I guess this just proves that defending the title is more than possible, mate.
Yeah, I think so. It's a tough one. Last year we did so well and to win the title. I think this year, we've definitely got some targets on our back. I think a lot of teams know our game style and our plan, and for us, sticking what we do best, enjoying our footy, playing really hard, and then working hard for each other.
Yeah, so do you feel the confidence is back and everything's back on track?
Look, I think the team's always had confidence. I think this bunch of players is very confident in their abilities. I think, the best thing about it is we'll come in today, we'll train very hard, work really hard, knowing that we've got a big game, this Saturday coming up for us. So, it's about the group working hard for each other, training hard, and then trying to get the best out of each other.
So let's mention Will Skelton playing the 80 minutes. When he scored that try far out on that right-hand side, it took him about half an hour to get off the ground. After
I was right next to him as well. He just had to pass it to me. I haven't got a try.
Hog.
Try yet. He's a big lad, Willie. He works really hard. I know he's been doing a lot of extra work on his fitness in the recent weeks as well. All the credit he's definitely well deserved.
You guys been doing a bit with Mark Carroll?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah.
Yeah, we jump in there on a Wednesday and bash out with a big spot. He's good for us. He trains us hard, and instead of us having a relaxing day on the Wednesday, he works a group of us pretty hard.
You just got to lock into a conversation. That'll give you a bit of breathing.
He loves a chat, Spud.
He's a good man.
He's got some great stories. Some good old stories. But, when the boys are a little bit down, they fire away a few questions, and, we get about 30 seconds off.
What about that day about you and the chief, and then about that hour goes, and all of a sudden you can walk out?
Oh, mate, that was some of my greatest memories. I used to love watching league when I was a kid, and then to fire up him, chief, and so forth, he's always good.
Yeah, they're great. They're absolutely great. Mate, obviously, what was the most pleasing thing from Michael Checker's point of view?
Sort of hard to answer that one, but
yeah.
I don't know. I think from the team point of view, we set out to really play our style of game, play a strong game, play a game with ball in hand, and it really came to fruition. I think even, Peter Beetham scored the try at halftime with the intercept. People say that could have been a lucky try, but it was on the back of a lot of pressure, a lot of hard work, and then, Pete does it in training all the time, so it wasn't a fluke that he did it. He practices a lot, and then we came through the goods, and I think we're even at half time. So, for players to back each other, back themselves, is most pleasing for me, and I think probably most pleasing for Michael as well.
And Ben, the next three rounds, mate, you're against the Australian teams, the Rebels. They had a wonderful win over the Brumbies. I didn't see that coming.
Me neither.
Yeah, down in Canberra, they had a really good win. I didn't catch the game, but from all reports, the boys played really well. So we play this Saturday afternoon.
ANZ
at Homebush, so which will be a great one for us. They're doing really well. So,
yeah, Doug, mate, when you think about that, that's going to be a 7:40 kickoff the Waratahs up against the Rebels. And like, mate, last week no Aussie teams won, and this week there were some massive wins for the Aussie franchises.
Yeah, the Reds got up over in Bloomfield time.
What about that?
Against the Cheetahs, yeah. And I think it was 1918. Correct me if I'm wrong there. But yeah, they played really well. And as you said, the Rebels had a great game against the Brumbies. Bit of a shock, but, you know, they did really well. So this Saturday night's going to be a big one for us. We always get a good crowd out at ANZ. So we're looking forward to everyone coming out supporting hard and hopefully getting some wins back-to-back.
Absolutely. The Rebels no longer a pushover as far as the Aussie Conference is concerned, or Super Rugby in general, coming off that win. Waratahs 7:40 will be the kickoff, ANZ Stadium on Saturday night, up against the Rebels. Mate, as always, Ben, thanks very much for your time.
No worries, guys. It was a pleasure.
Ben Robinson joining us, New South Wales Waratahs, with that victory on the weekend. Hard fought as well, wasn't it? 29-24, four tries apiece over the Hurricanes.